Hi Audioboo, hope everyone's doing well. I thought I'd do a review because I've read a few books, but like lately I've just been very busy with exams and assignments and stuff. But the book that stood out to me and that I've read recently and that stood out to me is it's coming out in a movie soon. I'm not sure when exactly, but I think in June. There's a lot of movies that are either just about to come out or coming out in June. The Fault in Our Stars being one of them, which is... Oh, I just love that. I don't know if I've reviewed that book, but yeah, maybe I'll review it as well. But that's not the book I'm going to talk about today. The one I'm going to talk about today is called Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I don't know if I said it properly. I tried. And it's about a political climate and a country and a war that I had no idea about prior to reading the book. And it follows four main characters. And to be honest, like, it's the way this author writes that draws you in, really. It's not about the subject matter gets really intense in the middle and of the book and the end, and even the beginning's really interesting and intriguing, but you know what I mean, it's one of those books that I wouldn't have chosen to read if someone had not recommended it to me and someone had not kind of raved on about this author and everything. Not that I'm not interested in Africa, because, you know, North African, so like, you know, it does interest me, and you know, I learned a lot about it within and without my course, kind of thing, my BA course. But you know, I didn't know anything about Biafra, I think that's how they said, which is a nation that was formed by the Igbo ethnic group in Nigeria, and because of some sort of, because of these massacres that the northern ethnic group, I think the Hausa, I don't know how they there was basically a coup to overthrow the, government, I think, and then they didn't like it, so they basically massacred the Igbo, and then, they decided that basically they didn't want anything to do with these people, so they wanted to make a nation of their own, because Britain had just put these... Like Britain usually does, they just make nations, they just draw borders full of these different people. The nations full of these different people that live, they coexisted and they were fine, but you know, they lived in their own areas and whatever, and I'm sure there was, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I think they coexisted well enough. But obviously, like, Britain had made them into a nation called Nigeria, obviously, and stuff. So anyway, like, you learn about these things, but then it's not like so, it's not pushed down your throat, because like the character stories are amazing and they're really interesting, and you get really entangled in their lives, and they're very different. Like, there's like a servant, and then there's like a privileged character, and then there's like an Englishman who feels like he's a Biafran because he's like falls in love with one of the characters, and one of the privileged characters, and you know, he learns how to speak Igbo and stuff like that. It's so interesting. Like, and what I want to just emphasise is the way this woman writes. I am serious. Like, I'm going to read her next other book, Purple Hibiscus, because the way this woman writes, I don't know, like, it's just, wow, it's just magical, like, what she does with words. I don't know, like, as I say, I wouldn't have been as interested, I didn't even know about this conflict and this political... upheaval in this nation and stuff. So yeah, it's just, wow, it's amazing, and I cannot wait till the movie, and I recommend it to all, like, whoever you are. I don't really think anyone wouldn't find it interesting. I mean, okay, there are scenes of war and things like that, and I guess some people may find that really hard to read, but the way it's written is amazing. So I really recommend this book, and as you can tell, I'm talking for a lot longer because the boo's a lot longer, yay! So yeah, please read this book, it's amazing, and then watch the movie! And yeah.